Okay, I'm going to get set up here real quick. Well, for those of y'all that weren't here, if there's anybody who's just new, I just want to say welcome. Welcome. We're glad you're here. And the thing, one of the things I just want to say before I get into this is I was just feeling this thing this morning that you are uniquely made. We are each uniquely made. There's not a copycat version of us out there, you know.
Yeah.
And comparison is a killer. Comparison kills creativity.
That's
it really does.
Wow.
It just absolutely kills creativity. And I was just feeling from the Lord this morning that we just need to be excited about who He's made us to be.
Amen.
You've been fearfully and wonderfully made. And welcome. If you're here, welcome. And guess what? You get to be free to be you.
Yeah.
You get to be free to be you, exactly who you are. And sometimes, honestly, that's not easy in a community, because sometimes when we compare ourselves to one another, or when we hear somebody or see someone being themselves, you know, and we compare ourselves, sometimes you can think, or even not just think, but just, you know, try to say, well, I'm not that, or that's not what I do. I don't do it like that. And that comparison thing starts to try to creep in and steal who we really are designed and created to be. It also steals the ability to celebrate with each other who they really are. And it really, that criticism and thing tries to creep in. But this morning, I just was really feeling this. A lot of us, when we were praying, were feeling the thing of freedom.
Yeah.
And I was realizing that, you know, comparison and that religious thing that makes us feel like we all got to be the same, you know, kills that.
Mm.
It kills that. But I just was feeling this thing of the Lord just saying, celebrate who I've made you to be. You're unique. There's no copycat version of who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And there's only one spot that you can fill. And that's who He's created you to be. And when we get in that place, that's where He can come fully alive in and through us.
Come on.
So I just want us all to be encouraged to really just put away comparison. Put away criticism. That comparison, the criticism sometimes comes in when we have different lenses and we see things from different perspectives, you know? And when we try to put what other people are expressing themselves in the Lord in the box of who we are, it doesn't fit, you know? But when we set all of each other free to be who we each are and realize I see in part, I know in part, and we need each other.
Right.
We need each other. And I was just feeling this morning on the way to church that thing of like, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, it's like, I really want to learn to celebrate and want the Lord to do more and more. I've grown up going to church. I've grown up. My parents were very involved in serving in the church. And I grew up going to the church day in and day out. Sundays came and we were going to church, you know. But the joy of going to church is the joy of gathering with other people who love Jesus and love each other. And I'm so thankful for local bodies of Christ.
Amen.
You know, it's important. We need the body of Christ. We need the local expression of the church.
Amen.
But the exciting thing is we need each other to be who we are individually, not comparing, not trying to be copycats, but free to be who God's created you to be, and to love each other and to celebrate one another in that. So there, that was just the little side thing that I just wanted to give you guys as an encouragement before I continue on. And what I felt like the Lord kind of gave me last week That was really fun. Thanks for, you know, just really engaging with me last week in sharing what I felt like the Lord had given me about the Holy Spirit and about how Jesus in the last conversation with the disciples telling them it's time for me to go, and they're arguing with him, and he's saying, no, you don't get it. It's for your good that I go.
Yeah.
Because I desire to live in you and to reveal that the Holy Spirit would come, that he might reveal all things to you. That I don't want to leave you. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to leave you as orphans. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come and dwell inside of you. Right. You know, like, listen, this seems like a negative thing. I'm going to die, you know, but don't be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. Trust me in this, you know. And so Matthew had told me before last week, he could tell I have more than 1 week brewing in me. And he was like, okay, listen. Relax. Don't try to pack it all in one. And y'all all said, amen. Thank you. Don't all try to pack it in one. I'm, you know, come do 2 weekends in a row. So that's what I'm doing. So this week is just kind of a little bit more on what the Lord has really shared with me about his Holy Spirit and freedom. So last week, you know, I talked about how God speaks, he heals, he sets free, and then there's the teaching from the Holy Spirit. A lot of times when we encounter the Holy Spirit, the Lord will speak powerful things. If you've ever been on retreats, ever been on times away with the Lord where God really spoke something strong, and then you came back and it's like you hit real life, you know, your day-to-day real life, and then it was like, where was Jesus? Where'd you go, Holy Spirit? You know that thing you spoke to me? I'm not feeling it. Matter of fact, I'm feeling all the opposite. And what I have learned is that God does do things in our life, and he will speak to us and give us revelation. And then there's the process of him working it out into our lives, us chewing it, digesting it. And you know, that really helped me to realize that, because it helped me not to discount what the Lord had said, just because then there was the working it out. It was like, okay, now I've set you free. I've healed you. Now I want to teach you how to stay free. Amen. I want to teach you in your everyday life. And I've learned and I've come to be excited about my everyday walking out with the Holy Spirit. I've learned that this is where the roots go deep.
Yeah.
This is where the growth happens. You know, Matthew and I get up and we share, and you know, when we first were in ministry, we get up and we share these things, and we were real passionate, you know. We just had all this fervor and passion, and you know, people would say things about authority, and they would say things about this, you know, real authority, and I understand, I desire depth in my life, you know, but I realized now, looking back now years into being in ministry with Matthew and raising a family of, you know, being married, raising a family of 6 kids, doing ministry, the day in, the day out, 15 years of being on staff back at River Life Mooresville, I realized that it was that in my day-to-day. It was my interaction with my husband on a day-to-day basis. It was my interaction with my kids on a day-to-day basis. It was that place of interaction with my friends, of interaction with those that were put in authority over us. Those places with the Holy Spirit is what gave us authority,
right,
in ministry. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. What I mean is, what God was doing in our day-to-day life gave us a well to speak from.
Come on.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It was those hard times when, you know, the rubber met the road. And it was like, this is where God gets real. You know, it was in those moments, in those depths with the Lord, that he gave us a history that we were able to draw from in our lives. And so I've learned to value those places, with the Holy Spirit and the Lord. And it's I just want to say to you, Holy Spirit wants to come and encounter you in your day to day. He wants to come and encounter you with his love in your day to day, in every area of your life, at your job. He wants to come encounter you.
That's good.
And so I want to go to Galatians 5:1. If you'll flip there, click to there, whatever that may be. And this is about freedom. Galatians 5:1, this is in the Passion Translation that I'm going to read from. I'm kind of going between the Passion Translation and the New King James Version, but that's just kind of how I roll these days. I love it. So Galatians 5:1 says, Let me be clear. The Anointed One has set us free, not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. We must always cherish this truth and stubbornly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past.
Amen.
Woo, I like that. Stubbornly refuse to go back to the bondage of our past. Cherish the truth of the things that the Lord has spoken to you in your life. And then allow him to work that out in our lives, but stubbornly refuse to go back to the bondage, to the things that want to weigh you down, heavy yokes, just those things. God has made us to be free.
Amen.
He's made us to be free, and he desires freedom in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, it's in the day-to-day that maturing and growing, letting the Holy Spirit remind us of the promises, feasting on them, believing him, asking him, loving him, allowing him to love on you. And out of that place, it takes God to love God. It takes God to love each other.
Yeah.
It takes him. It takes him to love one another. And in Psalm 37, 3-5, I love this. And this is in the Passion Translation also. So I'm going to flip to it in mine, even though they have it. I just like to see it where I have it. So Psalm 37:3 says, "Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure. Feasting on his faithfulness."
Wow.
Feasting on his faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire the most.
Amen.
Give God the right to direct your life. As you trust him along the way, you'll find out he pulled it off perfectly. Isn't that so good?
Yes.
I'm going to read it again. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire the most. Give God the right to direct your life. That's surrender. That really is surrender. It's a daily surrender, Lord. I'm giving you, I'm yielding to you. I'm saying, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do today? What are you doing today? Encounter me, Lord. I'm saying I surrender afresh to you today. And as you trust him along the way, you'll find out he pulled it off perfectly. I love that song, Defender, by Rita Springer, because it's saying, your ways are better. You know, your way You know, your way is so much better. And sometimes we don't understand. But in the trusting Him, we find out, goodness, you pulled it off better. Because He knows what we don't know. He knows so much more. He knows us perfectly. One thing I learned moving here was that my God knew my children better than I did. I mean, I know you think you know your kids best. And you do love them extravagantly. And you think you know. But then you realize, I don't know. Even in my greatest desire to love and give my kids what I think I see in them and desire, He knows them better. And He had gone ahead of us and prepared a place for them. It wasn't just about us being called here. It was about our children being called here. It was about our children's children. You know, it's about the generations. And when we trust the Lord in the ways of His ways, and we feast on the faithfulness of God. We feast on the faithfulness. He's saying feast.
Come on.
And so the next scripture that the Lord gave me was that taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay, that's Psalm 34:8, and that's in the New King James Version. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Taste and see. Do you see this? I see something here. I'm seeing that the Lord is wanting to be very engaging and very interactive with us. He doesn't want us just to say, because I said it, believe it. Now, that is true. He does have that. But He wants you to taste. Yeah. He wants you to feast. He wants you to have a craving for the things of God. He wants there to be cravings developed in our life that we will crave the things of the Lord. And then the things that are not of the Lord, those cravings will fade as we feast on His goodness, as we feast on His faithfulness, as we trust in Him, and as we see that okay, I'm going to look back over even. You know, before I sent Judah off to college, which, by the way, I don't know if any of y'all are here when this kid pulled up, but he surprised me today. And it was what my heart needed. And you know what? The Lord knows. He surprised us. He drove him from college. And I'm sorry, but all I could do was run to him. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that's the prodigal son thing. You know, is where he wants to run to us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, it's true. When you see your child come around the corner, you just want to run to them. We don't need to think the Lord is holding Himself out far off. No, He's coming close, and He's wanting us to taste and see that He is good. He has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Even when we feel like the doors, the walls are caving in, He's prepared a table before us for us to feast on His faithfulness in that moment.
Wow.
So even if you're in a moment where you're like, Lord, I don't feel You, I don't see You, then what I encourage you to do is to go back on all the times the Lord has met you. Get out the Word of God. This is living and breathing. It's full of His promises. Full. I got this out this morning, and I saw just through Psalm 32 through 34. I have all these things underlined on here, just from different times. And so let me just read you a few. These aren't going to be up there, but just listen to this. Feast on these promises, okay? I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Crave it. Crave it. Crave peace in your life. And the thing that I've learned by watching recently my parents and some of us who have tried to eat healthy is that when you deprive one thing, you start to develop cravings. You start to, you know, sugar is a real craving. Has anybody noticed?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a real craving in your life. And it's sugar, it's like it will, you try to stop eating sugar and it will, like my mom would say, you're going to dream about it. You know, like that craving is going to, you know, it's, that's not an easy one, right? Okay. Well, I have one of the things that Matthew and I love is water now. Now, I say. Because at first, when we first started drinking water, we were trying this thing of drinking more water and less sodas and things like that, sweet tea, things like that. And at first, it was hard. It wasn't our go-to. We kind of had to make ourselves. We had all these like lines on our drinks of this is how much water you need to drink throughout the day. And we were trying to make ourselves. Well, now we're at the place where we crave water. We crave water. And the other thing I have learned, because I got this book, because I really want to teach my kids, there are real battles in life. Of temptations and things in our lives and addictions that are out there that want to you to be addicted to drugs, pornography, things like this. And I desire to equip my children and to equip myself, you know, and I got this book and I was reading, it was talking about addictions. And it was talking about how our brain actually, there's part of our brain that actually gets stimulated and our body has reactions to things. And that part of our brain, it develops. That is how the addiction part happens. You know, but it was talking about you have another part of your brain that like animals don't have. Okay, like it was talking about the cheetah will go after the gazelle and they're going because it's got that hunger in it. There are good things in our lives that are created for us to stay alive. Like you have to be hungry. You know, there's those responses like food tastes good. You want to eat, you know, you get hungry, you need to eat, you know. Well, with animals, like with the cheetah chasing down the gazelle, they don't have the part of the brain that's saying good, bad, right? This is a good thing. This is a bad thing. They're just hungry. They're going to go after, you know? And it was talking about how humans do have that part of your brain that is able to decipher good and bad. Well, we know we have the Holy Spirit inside of us that empowers us to be able to make right and wrong choices, right?
Right.
Well, it was talking about how, you know, you can feed that part that, and even the more you allow that door to be open, you know, toward those addictions, you really, it's hard to have those addictions. Those addictions, you know, they're actually doing something in your brain, you know. And to really, anyways, I'm not going to go into this whole thing, but it was fascinating to me where I saw in the scripture saying, taste and see that I am good. Okay? And so I was realizing, I believe that God wants to set us so free in our life and empowered that we feast, that we desire, that we crave love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, the fruits of the Spirit, we begin to crave in our lives. And we are not content until we see those things more and more. Because this is what I'm excited about, and this is what I desire, is that we would crave the Holy Spirit, that we would crave encounters with the Lord, that we would feast on His goodness, that we would feast on His faithfulness in such a way that then we would be able to create cravings in the next generation.
Come on.
Cravings for the next generation. That we could be full and overflowing of the joy of the Lord, and that we could say, we could read the Bible, that we could open the Word, and that we could speak forth the Word in such a way that it would create cravings in the lost. Cravings for the light of Jesus that you have inside of you. Don't you want that? Does anybody else want that? Doesn't that sound exciting? Doesn't that sound like that's Jesus? That's His heart? Yeah. Is not that we would have to shame people into the kingdom, but we could just say, this is how good my God is. This is how faithful He is. And that we could see the Holy Spirit pour out in such a way that the lost, that the generations coming would say, I don't know what it is you got, but I want that.
Yes.
That's right.
And the Lord reminded me of a time when I was a teenager. And my mom, I don't know how she had gotten hold of this video, but she had gotten hold of this video of Rodney Howard Brown. And it was a meeting. And this was right when all that was starting.
Early 90s.
This is the early 90s. Yeah. And I had come home from school, and I plopped in front of the TV set because she, I guess, had been watching this video of this meeting with Rodney Howard Brown. And people in the meeting, he was just talking, and people were literally just, it was like you could see a wave and people just fall out of their chairs. They weren't even, they weren't up here in the prayer line. They were in their chairs just like this, and people were just falling out of their chairs in the presence of the Lord. I mean, the Holy Spirit was moving in such a powerful way. So I came in and I sat down in front of the TV and I just watched it. And my mom said that she thought, what did you think, Mom?
I thought, I can't believe she's watching this, because I thought she would think it was hokey or something like that. I thought, but I'm going to let her. You know, because taste and see, not watch and see.
Yeah.
So what I did was I rewound it. I watched it again. I rewound it. I watched it again. I rewound it. I watched it again. And in that moment, I really do know that the Lord was showing me His power. He was showing me how real He was. And that everything that I had maybe seen, it was like, oh, that's real. That is real. I don't know what's going on this, but it's real. And I know one thing, I'm hungry for it. I want to know the Holy Spirit like that. And so I really went on an adventure. I was going to every, when I heard that there were,
You said, at the end of it, you said, where is this happening? I said, I'm not real sure exactly where it is. And she said, well, you need to find out because I want to go there.
Yeah. So there was another lady, Donna Culler, and I would get her to drive me to every revival meeting I knew there was going on. And for years, I would just go and be in any renewal meeting there was. I didn't care what time it was. And I was a teenager. All I knew was this was real. And I saw the power of God, and I wanted to know. I wanted to experience him that way. Wow. And I realized that was a taste and see. That was a real encountering the power of God that I desire for the generations. Mm-hmm. I desire. The next time was I had a friend come home from YWAM. And she had been at the DTS and I had just been at college. And she came home and as she would speak about the Lord. This was my best friend since I was little, so I knew her really well. And all she would just talk about the Lord, and she would talk about just like she just had this security in the love of the Lord. And I just remember looking at her going, she is not the same. She's not the same person. And I want that. I want that. So I went to YWAM. But really what I was wanting was, I just was like, I was hungry for what was real.
Yeah.
I was hungry. My whole life I had been equipped. I had been equipped with the truth. But I was looking for an encounter with the living God. And that craving was inside of me. And I want to tell you, it's inside of each one of you. And when he reminds you of it, go with it. When he reminds you of who you've been created to be, when he reminds you, not copycat of who somebody else is, but when he reminds you of what he's placed inside of you, and he starts calling forth who you were meant to be, it's a good day. Go with it. Go with it. And don't think you're being silly. Don't think, you know, all those things that the enemy wants to say, that's not really real. It is real. It's real. It's the real living God calling out to who he's created you to be, to come alive, shine, and create a craving to allow his kingdom to be released all around us. So I was telling Matthew, I was like, okay, Lord, craving, craving. I just hear these words, craving. And, you know, I just kept trying to, you know, find, Lord, what are you trying to say? Where's your scriptures for this? And lo and behold, Passion Translation. Praise you. Okay, so then let's look at Galatians 5:16 and watch this. Y'all ready?
Ready.
We're ready. Set, go. All right, verse 16, as you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings. Cravings! I didn't say, that was there. Isn't that cool? I love, this is Holy Spirit. Cravings of your self-life. For your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self from dominating you. Wow. Isn't that good? Yeah. Woo! Yes, Jesus. Okay, let me read that sentence again. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self from dominating you. So what's the answer? Allow the Holy Spirit to come and create cravings inside of you for himself.
That's good.
And that does not say you need to be right. And once you be righter, you'll be righter. Nope. And I know those are not right grammar words. Okay, so all you mom,
you're doing that on purpose.
I'm doing that on purpose. All my, I just sometimes you gotta be say it as ridiculous as it is. But when you are brought into the full, But when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it.
Woo!
Isn't that good? The cravings of the self-life are obvious. sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums. And listen, that ain't when you're just little. You can have temper tantrums when you're big like me. Angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, mercy, Lord, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Divine love. I love how that says that. Yeah. It's really, you know, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Those are all expressions of the love of God in and through your life. And so those are joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. Woo! You know, of another version says, against these things there is no law.
Right.
These things we can crave. We can give full access in our lives. Yeah. We can say, come on in, Lord. I want to feast on your goodness. I want to feast on your faithfulness. I want to feast on your love. I want to search out peace and pursue it in my life. I want to pursue those things. I want this to be created in my life, a craving to taste and see. I woke up a few weeks ago on a Sunday morning, and I was hearing that song, I will taste and see that you are good. I will taste and see that you are good. I will taste and see that you are good, good to me. And I was hearing the Lord say, because at first I was singing it, just kind of like, I will taste. And he was like, mm-mm, I will taste. I will. I will taste. I will. This is not, and he was saying to me, Sarah, I want you to start to declare this in my life.
Amen.
This is a promise for you.
Amen.
As a daughter. Amen. This is a promise for you as a son, that you will taste and see that I'm good. You know, Byron, our pastor back at home, used to, he had one scripture verse that he took out. It's the one that says, I will go on to dreams and visions and visitations from the Lord. Isn't that what it is?
Something like that.
Something like that. And he said, you know, I really desire dreams, visions, and angelic visitations from the Lord. I desire those things. He said, and then the Lord showed me, it was a prayer in the Bible, and it was my inheritance. I could start even before I had those dreams, visions, angelic visitations. He said, I decided to start saying, I will go on to dreams and visions and in visitations from the Lord. And he started to declare it. And then if any of y'all have heard Byron, it's like he is the biggest. I mean, he has dreams. He has angelic encounters. He really does encounter and see the Lord in his dreams and in visions. And, you know, that was like he was starting to walk and start declare, I will. And so the Lord recently has been saying, Sarah, I want you to look in the Bible and see every time it says, I will.
Wow.
You know, I will. I want you to look at those places, at those promises that I have put in the Word, and I want you to make them yours. I want you to declare these promises. Feast on my faithfulness. Feast on my promises. Declare these things. And so I want to encourage you guys to start doing that. If you can, is walk around and say, I will, I will. If you have any desire, if you don't have even a desire, I encourage you to say, Lord, whatever I have been feasting on that is not of you and has created other cravings in my life, Lord, I repent, I surrender, and I'm saying, Lord, let the Holy Spirit stir up more of a hunger and a thirst in me and a craving for your love, for your kingdom, for the things of you. And I promise you, as you do that, it's not like maybe sometimes where you eat and get full and get satisfied. It is one of those things that as you feast on his word, as you feast on his faithfulness, it leads you into encounters with the very one that creates more and more and more and more of a craving for who he is. Amen.
So good. Amen. So,
amen. That's it, I think.
Amen. That's good, isn't it? Yeah. How many people want those cravings? You know what it's like to crave? I remember my mom went on this really great diet several years. Well, that was a while back now. But she would say to me, all of a sudden, I crave salad. I'm like, no, how can you crave salad? Hey, come on, nobody craves salad. And then I experienced, you remember that? Back when you were doing the Hallelujah diet. It was like, she craves salads. How can we crave something so good for us? Yeah. But then spiritually, I know I was trying to get together with a good friend of mine recently, and our schedules just wouldn't sync. And we kept talking about getting together and having coffee or whatever. Finally, after it must have been 6 months, we had coffee. And I left that coffee, and this person is so positive. You know what I'm talking about? Do you have any friends like that? Like, everything in his life is positive. Like, he's just always positive. He's always excited about everything. Not in an excessive way, but just he's just a positive person. And I just left there, and on the way home, I was just thinking about that. I was praying. I was like, Lord, I want to be like that. Well, you know what that was? It was a craving. Like, God put a craving of the Holy Spirit that's in my friend. I want to be like that. I want that to rub off on me. I know, because my flesh pattern is more tending to be negative, think negative, think, you know what? Okay, I'm just being honest. That's just a flesh pattern. That's not who I am. Don't get me wrong. I'm the positive nature of the righteousness of Christ. But the flesh pattern, hello, it wanted to crave the negative self-talk, the negative thinking, your future, all these things that aren't going right. That person, this person, my wife, those kids, everything. Wait, but there's another way? Like, there's another lens that I can look at life through. It's called faith. It's called righteousness. It's called positive thinking. You know, but the positive thinking coming from the heavenly realm.
Let me say something.
And I think that as Sarah's talking, I was just, all that kept sweeping over me with waves. And like, this is what God wants to do for all of us. Is he wants to begin to break out off whatever your flesh patterns
are. That's right.
Because that's not who you are. Let's break that thing off and let's say, amen, I will. I will go on to dreams and visions. Mm-hmm. I will go on and taste and see. The thing that came to me is I will go on to lay my hands on the sick and
That's
they will
right.
recover.
Yeah.
I will go on to open blind eyes. I will go on to raise the dead.
That's right.
I begin to make those faith declarations over myself before I even actually seen them happen. It's not just positive thinking, like the power of positive thinking. No, no, no. It's the power of the faith of Christ that's already in you and I.
And I didn't finish one thought. I was talking about Judah. I'm just going to give this to you. This is something the Lord gave me before Judah went to college, was to make a box of all the words the Lord had spoken over his life. that he could go back and read if he hit rough times, or scripture verses that have really helped me, just so that he could read that. And that's really when the Lord took me into seeing the faithfulness of the Lord over my life, was when I started to read the journals I have. And so I want to encourage you, when the Lord speaks something to you, write it down. Put it somewhere that you can find it easily. Mm-hmm. That when there's times where you're having a depressed, hard, not feeling positive, not feeling the Lord day, you can go to that place where you can call on, you can really seek that well of faithfulness from the Lord, where it's saying he can remind you of who he says you are. He can remind you of the promises. And that truth, I'm telling you, it's alive. It's not just dead because you weren't there. It's still alive and breathing. And when you read it, it will call to that place inside of you that knows, oh, he's faithful. He's been faithful. He's not going to leave me now. Mm-hmm. You know? And mm-hmm. one of the things I really want to pray for, because I really felt like the Lord said that he wanted me to pray over people with addictions. I believe that the Lord wants to break addictions over our lives.
Amen.
Any addictions that are to anything that is not productive in our lives, that's Amen. Not bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you want me, I would love to pray for you. But I want to pray for everybody. So if you guys would just stand.
Come on, here's what we're going to do. So stand up, and I want you to lay hands on yourself. Okay, so everybody's been in a prayer line, you know, everybody's had other people lay hands on you, and we can do that. But right now, I feel like we need to just lay hands on ourselves. In other words, Holy Spirit is laying his hand through you, on you. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And right now, Holy Spirit is just going to begin to break these things off. I mean, you can be addicted to gossip. Hello? It's a response that's created in your body when you gossip, and it's just craving. Obviously, God wants to break these addictions off. You can be addicted to fear.
Yeah.
You can be addicted to all sorts of things that are not God's will, not God's perfect plan for us. Amen?
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And I really do. I want to go. I'm praying, too, specifically over addictions to drugs, addictions to pornography. The Lord wants to set us free from those things. He does not want those things, those real things that have created false cravings in our lives. So right now, by Holy Spirit, we ask you that you would hover over each one of us today, Lord. And we are asking you, by the power of the blood of Jesus, that you would break over each one of our minds and hearts any addictions to anything other than you, than your presence, than your love in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would touch our minds, touch our brains, in any area of our brains that have been affected by these addictions to things. Lord, that you would touch minds, touch hearts in this place right now, Lord, and that you would even come and deliver and set free. And then, Lord, we pray that you would give us the grace to stand in that freedom. Stand in that freedom, Lord, and that we would, that you would allow us, Lord. Lord, I pray right now by your Holy Spirit that you would awaken the cravings, the hunger, the thirst for righteousness inside of us. The hunger and the thirst for your word. The hunger and thirst for your Holy Spirit encounters, Lord. And I just bless each person in this room, Lord, with a craving for your goodness, that they would taste. We say, I will taste and see that you are good. I will taste and taste and taste and taste and taste and taste. I will taste and see that you are good. In our sleep, Lord, and that you would take away things that are not of you as we sleep, even, Lord, and that you would give us what we need, even as we sleep, Lord.